Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Love of Heart Movement Radio Show. This is Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts, and I am here today to spotlight Questions with the Queen, episode number 53. Every week I get a question from the fans, and I just wanted to answer the question just to be of service to others. Many times people are just looking for guidance and looking for answers, and I want to be that person that provides the straight answers. No fluff, no extra stuff, just giving the truth and letting people know what is, you know. So I wanted to answer this week. I was asked, who do you follow and why? So I figured I loved the number 6, but I went against the flow today, you guys. So I did my top 10 people that I follow. And let me just do a little caveat here and explain to you. I follow a lot of people. And the reason that I do, you guys, is I have decided for 2016, I am not in a coaching program per se. I am doing workshops only, and I have learned that that's the best way for me for this year, for 2016. So as a result, I follow a lot of people, and I go to a lot of events. So with that being said, let me give you my top 10 people that I follow and why. Number one is Grant Cardone. And I tell you, if you have not followed Grant Cardone yet, you are missing a treat. Because Grant Cardone, not only is he a real estate powerhouse, he is a financial genius, really. He really is. He's done some things and, you know, said some things that have been crucial to the way that I think about things. So Grant Cardone is definitely one of the people that I follow. Number two would be Eric Thomas, E.T., the hip-hop preacher. The reason that I follow Eric Thomas is he is a motivator, but it's a little bit different motivation. He is really in tune with the grind. And what do I mean by grind? You guys, that's working hard. That's not giving up. You see, he has changed his whole life by doing a video in his home every day, I think it was. Yeah, I think he did a video every day. And what I've realized by that, you guys, is he has now drawn millions of people across the world. And he is on the path that I want to go. My goal is to be an international motivator. So he is one of the first people that I saw that can make that possible. So Eric Thomas, definitely. The third person I would say is Marie Forleo with Marie TV. Marie has wonderful insight, wonderful guest on there. And many times she just answers questions just in, you know, 5-10 minutes tops. So I loved it. I love the quick down to the point. I love that because that is so powerful. The next person, I guess that would be number 4 that I follow, is John Lee Dumas with Entrepreneur on Fire. And I follow John Lee because, number 1, he has excellent guests on his show. And number 2, I love his interview skills. Since I also host a radio show, I love interviewing people. So I just have a spot in my heart for interviewing people. And I learn a lot from John because of some of the questions that he asks. I base my whole show based upon the information that I got from him. I went through his podcasting school, and it was wonderful. It was really great. So I learned my whole show format from him. And that's John Lee Dumas with Entrepreneur on Fire. The 5th person that I follow is Lisa Nichols. And I follow Lisa because she is an acclaimed speaker. She is followed by millions. And once again, I think that that's my life. I'm going to be followed by millions. I really, truly believe that because I definitely have something to share and the message of hope that I give to everyone that I meet. So she is just a person that I follow because of her speaking skills. Number 6 would be Les Brown. And I follow Les because if you know anything about his story, you know that he's had a rags-to-riches story and that he really is a poster child for anything that could happen to you. And what I mean by that is he defeated many odds in his life, and I just like his motivation, definitely. The 7th person that I follow is Tony Robbins. And, you know, it's so funny. I follow Tony Robbins because Tony Robbins is a genius. He is a man that never went to college, but he has created so much in his own personal life, and he has helped so many people create things in their life. So I just say, goodness, follow people that change your life. And Tony Robbins has done that since the 80s for me. I've been following him quite a while. I have all of his CD programs, and I've always made a way to make sure that I have everything that he has. The only thing that I haven't done is went to one of his live demonstrations, and that is my goal for 2017, is to get to one of Tony Robbins' events. So that's my goal for him. Okay, the next person, number 7, is Benji Bruce. And many of you guys may not know him, but he has a phenomenal speaking business as well. And he really teaches about the business of speaking. So I am just love learning, and I love just putting what I learn into action. So I just absolutely love Benji Bruce and what he shares. And the number 9, and it's really not even a person that I follow, it's really Ted, because like I said, I am really interested in speaking internationally. So I watch a lot of TED Talks because it gives me a lot of great ideas and just, you know, how to get your message out to the masses. And then the number 10 person that I follow, and you guys may not know her, her name is Nina Spencer. She's a Canadian speaker. And the reason that I follow her is it is indeed my goal to get to a really good place and get to Canada. I want to be an international speaker, but I think Canada is the first place that I want to go. So I am really following her and really attaching myself to her because I really want to be on her Canadian platform. I really do. So those are the 10 people that I follow. I hope that that will give you some really some good ideas. Get out the door and follow some people. Get on the computer and follow some people. I just think that it's so critical that you spend some time following some people. And I see that I have a caller on the line. I'm not exactly sure who this is, but let me get them in and see their advice as well. Hold on. Hi, this is Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts. Who is this? Hello? Can you hear me? Hello? Okay, you guys, I'm not exactly sure who it is, but somebody's on the line with me, and I just wanted to get their opinion about who they follow. I definitely gave you my 10 people who I follow, and let me go over that list again. Number 1 is Grant Cardone. We call him Uncle G, and powerful, powerful man. So you need to follow him. Number 2 is Eric Thomas. They call him E.T., the hip-hop preacher. Number 3 is Marie Forleo with Marie TV. Number 4 is John Lee Dumas with Entrepreneur on Fire. Number 5 is Lisa Nichols. She's a powerful international speaker. Number 7 is Les Brown. He is a motivator. Number 8 is Tony Robbins. Number 6 is Tony Robbins. He is a wonderful speaker as well. And number 7 is Benji Bruce. He is definitely shares a lot of information about the business of speaking. Number 9 is TED Talk, so that's not a specific person, that's just a specific platform. And number 10 would be Nina Spencer, the Canadian speaker, that I will one day be attached to Nina Spencer and speak on her platform or speak with her at an event. I am just calling that thing as though it's so. So this has been Cheryl Jones with the Love of Heart Movement radio show. This is Questions with the Queen, episode number 53. I hope this gave you some value today. Have a wonderful day.